So welcome everybody, and welcome to our new folks, as well as our existing, I don't like to call people old, but you know what I mean, old folks, new folks, whatever. Welcome to our content implementation call. We do these once a month, and the goal of these is to help you to see where, to find out where you need help with going through the content, to talk about that. But I like to like kind of review some of the stuff we've been, what we've been doing is going through the modules on the original site, and I can explain to you what that means in a bit, the original site. And then I've been going through, I think I'm up till module 20 or something like that, but then also looking at the new site. So basically we have all the content has been developed and put on a site called ianemembers.com. And it was just module after module after module, 36 modules. What we decided to do last year to make it easier for everybody to kind of group things together and have a sense of completion when you finish one level and then the next level and then the next level, it just feels like a progression versus, oh, I'm on module 23 now. I still have more to go, right? It's a sense of completion. Plus they're grouped into logical orders. So we've got that going. And so some of you are on the new site and some people are on still on the other site, like depending on where you are, right, in the process. So what I want to do before we get jump right in is I like to find out where people are in the process. Some of you might not be anywhere on the process because you just signed up a week ago, right? And then others of you might be further along, right? Some of you signed up back in June, some of you signed up in between then, and some of you signed up a year ago, and some of you signed up 4 years ago, and you're still making your way through. So I wanted to just do a quick round. If everybody could just tell me what you're up to. And for those of you who just finished module level one, level two, I keep getting hearing from my tech team that it's coming, that it's almost ready, that they're testing it, and level two will be open very shortly. So Donna, where are you at? I think you said you're up to like three or something, module three or something.
So it's so confusing. I think I'm actually on four on level one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Good. And then I'm going to also give opportunity for those of you who are new to introduce yourself. So I'm going to go to Shelley, and Shelley, you can introduce yourself, and you know, it, likely you haven't started at all. So.
Well, actually, I'm on module two, level one. So
awesome. Good job.
So that's what I'm up to. And
well, introduce yourself. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
I'm Shelley, and I'm in California. And I actually, shortly after getting into another functional nutrition course, saw yours and liked it better because it was more into the endocrine system and all the hormones and felt much more in depth. And being a nurse, I have an appreciation for that. And being someone that has hormone issues or has my in my life, I really appreciate the dynamics of that. So and the insulin part as well, like just really starting off with that as a basis for a foundational piece. I can appreciate that, seeing so many of my hospitalized patients with elevated blood sugars on day one and just dismayed that we're testing them already on day one and they weren't even a diabetic, yet their blood sugars would shoot up as soon as they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's see, what else about me? It's been a whirlwind today, sorry. I'm just thrilled to be here, and I'm hoping to work alongside Rita Marie and then also develop a coaching private practice with working with people with their migraines, which is kind of funny because it's there's thousands of triggers, it seems, for people with migraines, and it really covers a lot of different potential stimulus for inflammation. So stimuli. Anyhow, I've had migraines since I was four, so it's just fostered a huge interest in medicine for me, mm-hmm. and also orthomolecular medicine. So
great. Well, welcome.
Just passionate about helping other people. So that's what I'm really wanting to do. And I'm really
excited to have you here. And I'm excited that you've made it through module one already. Great. Well, a lot of that was review for you being in a nursing background, but I bet you learned.
They don't even talk about hormones that much unless, well, I did do an OBGYN for a couple of years. I was working in that clinic. So, you know, hormone HRT therapy. And
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Well, what about you, Shelley? Where are you at? And if there's any questions you have as I go through, you know, I want to hear like any places you're stuck or places that you want more review on. Donna already expressed what she wants us to do. So what about you, Shelley?
You mean Patty. Okay.
Patty Shelley. Why not?
Because I knew that would come up eventually.
Shelley and Patty are right next to each other. So I'm like, oh, Shelley, Patty. So Patty.
Yeah. I'm kind of all over the place because I've kind of been, you know, in the thing. I've kind of been at the clinical mastery of digestion, and I've kind of been stalled out there with lots of things going on. We're getting ready to move, so I've had some things going on. But I would love to get on a game plan where I need to finish that IRSBT and trying to find the best way. Like I've been through the modules, I just have to do the case study. So if you have any encouragement or direction for me on, you know, do I just do the case study? Can I do it on somebody else? Do I do it on myself?
On somebody else for sure. Like, and it could be a family member or a friend, right? So it's forgiving. You have to do a little bit of recording, couple of recordings, and then write-ups for the case study. And if you have any, if you're getting stuck at all, reach out to Annette, because Annette's, you know, really going to be managing, her along with Lisa are going to be managing the whole certification for IRSBT thing.
So, right, that's good to know.
Yeah, but yeah. I would get somebody else other than you, right? Because right. What we want to see is that you have the skills, that you're developing the rapport and all that kind of stuff with somebody else. And it could be somebody in the program. It doesn't have to be, you know, so you guys can pair up to do your case studies, right? Everybody has some sort of health issues going on, right? And yeah. Especially with the insulin resistance, it's easy enough to pull, you know, to pick somebody and, you know, just reach out. So I would say reach out on the Facebook group or in the chat here and just say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to partner up with to do our case studies with.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol, what about you? Are you there? I see your name, but you're not your face.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll put my video on.
There you are. You're outside as usual. You're always outside.
Yeah, it's my day off. I'm trying to catch the nice weather while it's still here.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on level one. I think I'm probably two or three. And I just got stalled out with the silliest thing. I'm on a shared computer because my computer's broken at home. And I just insisted that I was going to cash flow a new computer. And so I'm pretty close. I'm going to be ordering a new computer because I didn't want to get ahead of myself. And you could advise me about how silly that was. I didn't want to get ahead of myself with downloading stuff, like, and just going, what am I doing? Because even organizing things on a computer, I know how to save things and I never know how to find anything.
I have a good idea for you.
Yeah. Okay. So I need some organizational help with that. And anyway, so I'm ready to start moving again. I think by however long it takes for me to get the computer, I may drive down to Phoenix and just buy it down there at the store. So any thoughts about?
Yeah. So about for organization, there's a couple of things you can do. One is you set up a folder on your computer and it's just called NEPT.
Yeah.
And then you have a subfolder that's level one. Then you can have a subfolder under that. That's module one, module two, module three, et cetera. Right. Got it. You have that set up. So anytime you're looking for anything, you can find it that way. If you don't have a lot of storage on your computer, or you prefer it to be like, if you say you want to work at home sometimes and you just want to be able to like be in the park and then have your computer there, you can actually create it on a jump drive. Those little drives, they have up to 64, 128 gigabytes. So you can just have one of those that you can carry in your wallet or something, and you can transfer it from one to another. And then the third option is you can get one of those little mini disks. Right. And those can go up to like, I don't know, lots. You can get up a terabyte or something on one of those. Right. And so you can download everything there and file it. So what you could do is download stuff to your computer and then just copy it out to one of those other things, so that if you are between work and home or sitting in the park or whatever, you can just bring it along. You don't have to, if you don't have internet and you can't get on, you can at least, you know, get in and see what's there.
Yeah, I'm going to get a laptop because I've been working off of my iPhone, and you can't imagine just how crazy making that is to be on something that
small. I can imagine, and I know.
Like, no, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. Yeah, and so that's my biggest issue. The material, I'm not having trouble with it. I'm having fun. I love the way that it's organized. I'm like a super geek for organization stuff and how simple, you know, so like you're speaking to all of us. I get it. And I just need to, yeah, like get past that glitch. And then the thing is keeping up with you, because now I've got the Shine stuff and it's just like, oh, it's repetition. And it just like stick it in the folder with the name on it and I'll know where to look for it
and
later.
And repetition is actually good. Like
I get it.
Right? Because I say things a little bit differently each time. And according to learning science, you need to hear something 5 or 6 times before
it really sinks.
Seven times. Thank you. There you go. I forgot that I heard 5 or 6 and you remembered 7. See what I mean? You have to hear things over and over. And you actually, when you hear something again, depending on what's already in there and the framework and the other orientations, you learn it differently and you learn to make the connections.
Well, I love that because you're integrating it. I can go, oh, here it was in a really linear way, and here it's in a pathway way, and here it's in a holy chaos theory person's life way, history, case history. Right. So it's just, I'm starting to like go, ah, and then I go, I don't know what I know, but I know something.
You know, yeah, so, and you probably know more than you think you know. Right. Who was it that said that earlier today? Carrie, when she was on one of the calls I was on with her. And she said, you know, it's interesting. She says, I get to a certain point and I don't know how much I know. Maybe it wasn't Carrie. Maybe it was, well, see, I don't even remember who it was. She was on that part of my screen. I know where she was on my screen. Now, which person was it? But she basically said that as she worked at Shine and she did some of the breakout groups at Shine, she realized how much she knew. She was like, oh, wow, I know so much more than the people that were in my breakout group. And it just really feels good when you get to the point where you go, oh my God, I know so much more than I thought I knew, right? I can share and I can help a lot of people, so.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of looking to cruise right through this. This is my COVID project on my days off. And then I'm trying to hustle up some side gigs with my work and that's it.
Great. Good job.
Thank you.
Patricia Huggett. Oh, Patricia Huggett. Where is she? There she is. Hi.
Hi, here I am. So I guess
it's hard to hear you. It's kind of crackly. Can you get closer to your mic?
Misha, come here. Mish.
I have decided to get started. I'm ready to do this. And I have a steady buddy, Lynn, who's on this call, and she and I are going to put it together a plan tonight and start holding each other accountable.
Good. That helps a lot. I highly encourage you. I say, you know, some people need the independence and need to study on their own. Some people do really well with study buddies. Highly encourage it because the accountability, it keeps you accountable to staying up with things. Awesome. Awesome. So you're just getting started then.
Yeah, I'm just going to start all over again.
Okay, perfect. Great. Like I said, repetition helps a lot. I had this set and it's still on CDs, right? It was on CDs from years ago and I would listen to it in my car and I would listen to it and I listened to this one set like 5 times because I kept forgetting to take it in and bringing something else and I had something I needed to listen to. And I learned that material and it was on insulin resistance and herbal stuff and all this stuff that now I teach and I'm an expert at because I've listened to that so many times. And it was from a master herbalist, medical herbalist, and I so much great stuff. But I listened to it literally 5 times, this whole set of CDs. So it's the way it's the way you learn. And you'll notice that when we get into like the body systems that I talk a lot about, you know, the physiology and all that stuff in there and how it all relates. But then when we get into the assessment of that particular system and all the lab tests, I do a review of that because like who, you know, you've learned a lot since then, let's just review it. So we do that a lot to keep it fresh. Great. Thank you. And Anu. Hi. Oops. Asked to unmute. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
unmuted? Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I'm on level one, module 7, I think.
Great. Awesome. How's it going so far?
Good. I think this is probably the, it's all pretty basic, the first few modules. But this one had some really interesting information. So I've been kind of spending more time on it. So
good. Great. Thank you.
And what I did notice is just some of them did not have PDFs, but did not have doc on the done for you.
Some of them had did not have PDFs, they just had doc?
No, some of them had PDFs, but did not have the doc. So I wasn't quite sure how to use it, use the done for you.
I'll look at those and see which ones they are. If you remember which they are, you know, maybe you can.
I think 7 maybe or the 6. And I did send Christina a message and she said she would look into it. So
Now, some of them we may have just given you PDF because that's, you know, the way you use it is to just use it as is and give it to people and stuff. But all the assessments should have docs so that you can edit them and, you know, make them your own and put your own logo on them and, you know, add your own questions, take out questions, that kind of thing. So we'll look into that. Okay, thanks. Great. Thank you. Okay, so who's next? Gina. Gina, hey. It's been a while. Hi. Wow.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So where are you at?
I'm in Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Yeah, where are you at in the program?
Oh, I'm just starting. I purchased it last year and I'm going to start this year because I was in other stuff going on last year.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. If you're in the original site, if you haven't really started, shoot an email to helpdesk@dreamery.com and say, I joined last year, but I didn't get started yet. Just move me to the new site.
Okay. Cause I told them, I said, I'm going to go and purchase it cause the price was going up, but I'm not going to start until next year. So
yeah. I'll so just let them know that tell that to Christina in the email and she'll just shut you down on the one site and move you over to the other so that you have, it's more organized, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of email support setting up and say, hey, how are you doing on module 2?
Let's okay. What's her name?
It's Christina. So just do helpdesk@dreamery.com.
Okay.
And she'll be able to get you to the right person to get that set up.
Beautiful. All right.
Okay, good. All right. Super.
So is everybody here new or not?
No, there's people in various places, you know, along the way. Some new, some very new, like last week new, some, you know, 6 months ago new, some a year ago new, and some years ago. Right.
Good. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I knew I got Carol. Carol. No, I did Carol.
You did me.
Karima, you moved. It like changed it, like this moving box. Karima. Hi, Karima.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
I loved you. You sent me a beautiful email and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you at?
Sweet spot. I guess that's where we are, right? Because I finished the first level.
Oh, that's right. You finished the first level. So you'll be going into level 2 soon, but we said go ahead and there's so much else to explore. Okay, great.
Yeah. So I've been doing the thyroid and the adrenals and the sweet spot and the question answers that you've done before.
Great.
So I'm going through all that.
Super.
I have a question though. I never received any books or anything before, but I have an email saying that something has been sent to me that I should be sending it back.
Oh, keep it then if you didn't get it. You were supposed to get that in June when you joined.
No, I didn't get anything, but I haven't received it as yet.
Okay. So when it arrives, keep it, please.
Oh, okay.
It was only supposed to go to the brand new people, and it was something got accidentally sent to like lots of people. So we sent out an email saying, sorry, whoops. But yeah, you didn't actually get it then. But if you don't get it now, then maybe there's something wrong with the AE, the mailing address we have for you.
I don't know, but it says the tracking, it's coming.
Oh, it says the tracking says it's coming. Okay, great. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So keep it then.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. You should have gotten that. It's a binder. It's actually two binders, right? I think there's two binders because there's a lot of stuff and it has tabs for all the modules and you can put your information in those module tabs.
as you, you know, great. Print out handouts and all kinds of stuff. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Lynn.
Actually, could I say one thing?
Yes, please.
So you told me to send it back. I just received it today, but I was wondering, does it have different tabs for the new program that I went into?
Yeah, that was an accident. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So they sent it out before it had the level one, level two thing. It was a big mistake. It was a big mess.
Oh, so yeah. Because it didn't say Dr. Rita Marie or the program or anything. So I opened it. And so now what do I do?
Oh, then keep it. Not worth sending it back. If you refuse it and send it back, then they don't charge us for it. If you open it and send it back, then it doesn't work.
Oh, because it didn't say anything on there as to what it was. And
yeah, it was
sorry.
Yeah, I know. It was yeah, but yeah, but you enjoy it. It's just a binder, you know, you can put a lot of stuff in it. And Karima, if you haven't just really explored the empowered self-care, there's so much stuff in there. And any of you, you know, when you're first joining and you want to work on your own stuff, you should be working on your own stuff at the same time. So I encourage you to look at that and come to some of those calls to ask questions about your own personal health so that we're working on your clinical skills, but also your self-care at the same time. Thank you. So Lynn, has been a while.
Hello, yes, it has been.
Was it last year or the year before when you were at the retreat?
I came last year and I met Ms. Tracy last year.
Great.
And I was supposed to start this past year, but I don't know. It's been a long mm-hmm. story why I didn't get started, but I am ready to go now. So.
All right. So have you started yet? I know we moved you into the new.
Yeah, I'm still in module one. Just, you know, I restarted it because it's been a long time since I've done the material.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go through it again.
Good idea. Some people have done that. You know, life gets in the way, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes with all good intents and purposes, you intend to do something, life gets in the way, and that's it. And sometimes like mm-hmm. Gina, she knew life was going to get in the way and she knew she wasn't going to start for a year, but she joined anyway. So mm-hmm. because, you know, it was a good opportunity at the time. So good. Great. I'm glad to see you back.
Thanks.
Me too.
All right. Terry.
There we go. There we are.
Thank you.
There we are. Hey, hi, everybody.
Hi.
So, Karima has actually been keeping an eye on me a little bit and moving me along. So she's been wonderful. And I'm in the IRPT program, Dr. Rita Marie, and I've been doing that with Jessica Shepherd. Okay. And we're going through the sweet spot together. So we're doing a case study on each other.
Perfect. Yay. So
right through the sweet spot, which has been kind of fun. And, you know, and I love the idea that we talk about, you know, the journey and the destination, and I've just discovered the journey is so much more fun. Yeah. I was like, you know, love I don't that. Care if the sweet spot never ends. We've been having such a good time.
But so, this whole journey never ends, right?
Right, I mean, right.
It's over 30 years.
Yes.
And I'm always learning something, okay. something. I recently signed up for another herb class with one of my favorite herbalists is Paul Bergner, and he did an online class. He's the one I did all those CDs with years ago. Right. And I'm like, oh, he's doing it online. There'll be a lot of review. Yes, there was, but tidbits here and tidbits there. Like his favorite formula for healing leaky gut was marshmallow, yarrow, and... See, I got to go look it up.
Go look it up because I can
look it up. I'll be teaching some of that in the herbal thing that's going to be coming up. But so I just little tidbits and you go, yeah, this combination seems to work better. Well, I know about marshmallow and I know about yarrow, but I forget what the third one was. But that combination, you know, like 2 tablespoons of each mixed in a gruel, you know,
nice.
Or whatever. And that it's his favorite combo for healing leaky guts. I'm like, so you always are learning. We're always learning.
So now with, we're completing the IRSPT program with Jessica so I've basically finished the first part of the NEPT. So although I have to do it again even though I'm done with the IRSPT and I've taken everything, on the NEPT, I have to finish up all those kind of modules, just answer the questions.
Just go through and answer the questions. If you did them, that's the easy.
I love the review, I have to be honest. I should go through it 7 times, according to what somebody just said.
Yeah.
So,
Right, but good, just go, because if you, here's the thing, some people like when they move from the old site to the new and they go, and I want to just keep all my scores, like just do it again. Like if,
yeah, exactly.
You,
yeah, no, it's
all really the stuff, important. You should be able to do the tests really quickly. And if not, it's going to point out to you what you've forgotten and you just go back in the module to get it. So I recommend it. Yeah,
yeah, I absolutely recommend it because I would say 80% I've forgotten. Well, anyway, I would like
to. Well, if you've got 80%, you're going to fail the test, right? Because you are expected to retain 80% to pass the test. So, good.
Yeah. So that's why I'm reviewing. So, but yeah, it's fun. It's good to review. It's good to have backup and to remember. But it's also, you know, one of the things, it's not as important to remember as everything as it is as important to know where to find it.
That's exactly right. I have books I use a lot are sitting on my desk. Books I use a little less frequently are over there. The ones I use less frequently over there. I'm surrounded by books.
Yeah,
you always want to know where to look. And a lot of the things that we provide you and the done for you stuff and all, and at Shine even, we gave you some really cool stuff. And I you might've heard me say a few times, this is a paper to print out and stick into your little
sleeve
to have handy because you're going to want to reference this.
Yeah.
Their amount or show people, which is why, you know, you have the PDF, you can do a share screen on Zoom and show people. Cause when you show them the pathway and then you explain what's going on for them, and then you tell them you need them to eat this or not eat that, they're going to get it better because you visualized it for them.
Exactly. So now with the IRSPT, I'm following the steps and then we'll just send it to you via whatever pathway Christina has told us, you know, send the recording. So do we, I don't know, somehow there's an echo, but do we then go through the path, the case study, click on the case study thing, and we have to fill in all those little boxes, or do we send up what we wrote up and send a file?
Well, the way I laid it out is how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, the order, but you can do it however way you want. You can either, you know, download that, but I think we just gave you a PDF of that, but create your own. That's a report. Mary Sue is a 27-year-old female with persistent XYZ. She has, you know, complaints of this. She's had this for this many years. And we just give you all the pieces. So you have to include all those pieces. And the reason for that is that's kind of a standard medical report format. Right. So if you were referring somebody to a doctor, an endocrinologist or somebody that you want, or another, you know, nutritionist or nutrition practitioner, you could use that format and it's very clear. And then you look like you're a professional.
Right. Because one of the things I notice on your case, when you go to the case studies that we talk about, there's a case study almost like you fill in the person. You know, you fill in.
No. That's not what I want you to do for this. That's for the calls when you're submitting me a case study that we're going to want to call. For your thing, you're going to use the format that I've given you in the certification section. Right.
Okay. Well, that's basically what we've been following. But then I was a little confused about the thing on the call. So I kind of combined them both.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the stuff that you can always add that other kind of stuff to it. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. But this is a standard kind of a format. And yeah, if you want to add in there, her three worst foods a week are these and her three best foods, but do it in narrative form.
Okay, good.
So we know that you know how to do that.
But I appreciate that clarification because we were kind of like,
We're working on really revamping the nutrition the certification, the way it's worded so that it's very easy to follow.
So now for the NEPT1 and since I'm doing them both at the same time, basically, because I'm coming to the end.
That's module 9 in level 1 is the same as IRSPT.
Right. And so what I'm doing for the IRSPT is the same thing I have to do in order to finish up level 1 of NEPT.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do it again. You just you don't have to do
just
it again.
Just the one case study.
Just the one.
Yay!
And it's actually, you know, when we lay this out, we have a little bit more. You'll see when you get it. It's good.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of fun. We've absolutely enjoyed it, and you know, the sweet spot has been a really enjoyable program. So thank you for that. I think that's an incredible bonus to go along with to see how you work through your own clients with the nutritional aspect. So that has been a fun program to go through
You're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Information. Awesome. So. Good. Thank you so much. So that's great. That's great. You clarified my questions and that's terrific. Awesome.
And thank you. You were very helpful during Shine when you stepped in that morning and take the breakouts.
Yeah.
It was really appreciate that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So who's next? Oh, we just have three more. Four more.
Can I ask you something, please?
Sure.
Do we also have to do the case study or for NEPT?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I can help you.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, Karima, yeah. I'll help you with that. We'll go because with the IRSP, so I can help you with that if you want.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way we know you learn. You know, there are programs that you just go and you pay for them and at the end they give you a certificate. Or you just take the test and at the end you get a certificate. That to me doesn't say that you have skill sets to go out and represent that you're a graduate of the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology and that you, I want people to get the kind of the level of care. So we had somebody who had wrote into us on help desk and said, hey, I joined IRSPT and I still haven't gotten my certificate. I'm like, what do you mean you haven't gotten your certificate? Well, I paid for it. Where's my certificate? And I'm like, you don't just pay for it and get a certificate. You have to do the work. Did you do the modules? Well, I'm not finished yet. Did you do the case studies? Did you pass all the tests? Well, no, but I paid for it. So I should get a certificate. And I'm like, what planet was this person from? Right? That's not the way we work around here. I want quality. When I finished my chiropractic education, we had to then take boards. And it was like a 6-month gap after graduation and then taking the boards. And when I took the boards, and they only give it twice a year. And I went and took the boards and I found out that 75% of my class did not pass. Only 25% passed. I was one of them, fortunately. But they wanted to make it so that you weren't some slouch getting out there and, you know, making it look bad for the rest of us.
I mean,
right? So we want quality people. We want to change this. And we want to also up-level the perception that the allopathic world has of the functional integrative world, right? And if we're just out there, like I literally, one of our students, she was one of our very first graduates, Jan, a few years back, and she like went into her doctor as a patient, like, and she went, well, you know, my thyroid, this and this, and my then she's explaining all this stuff to him and he had no idea what she was taught. He was like, where did you learn all that stuff? What, are you going to medical school? Like what? She was that impressive to him because she got it and she got all the interactions. Some of my clients that are not practitioners, they've gone through like thyroid class and they go into their doctor and start explaining to their doctor how, no, you can't, I can't tell. I need the T3 and T4 because of the conversion. Or look, now that you've got me this, my T4 is not converting to T3. I must have a selenium deficiency or a gut health thing and they're blown away. And this is just a person, a patient there for themselves. And that's what I mean by empowered self-care, that people know what's going on and we are there to guide them and to help them to personalize it and to actually, you know, make the changes. They're empowered. And that's what I love. I so totally love it. So thank you. Oh, I see Mary.
And I also, you know, appreciate that you are doing all the, you know, the case studies and all that, because it's, you learn so much from working through the process and finally putting everything into the steps to, in order to help somebody.
You know, just really help somebody. Yeah.
And well, have the support to know if you're doing it right.
Exactly. And that's why we do those case study calls every month. And you may feel like, holy crap, I don't know any of that. I never saw a Dutch test before. And you're just like sitting there taking it all in. But within a few months of coming to these calls, you suddenly, it's beyond where you're at in the program, but you're learning and it's one of those seven times, right? That's getting in there. And it's really helpful, really, really helpful.
So at the end of the NEPT1 now, you do the one case study and the two write-ups and whatever.
Well, yeah, we'll have that soon. We'll have that finished very soon.
And then with NEPT2, there'll also be then a case study at the end of each.
Yeah, why not? I have to look through case 2 may not be a case study per se, because it's all the nutrients and stuff. So I've got to work that part out. Like, what is that the best way? Because you're learning all the nutrients, macro, micro, you're learning so much about that. And then you're learning the food principles. So right now in there's some assignments to do, little presentation kind of write-ups. So a lot of the stuff that we do as part of the certification is to be practical for you when you're working with people, like create a little handout for somebody that explains whatever. That's stuff you want to do with people anyway in your practice. So it's all going to show that you have mastery of the information.
Good. Well, thank you. Great.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Mary, hi there.
Hello, everybody. I haven't, well, I had a little problem with the, I don't know if you got any of my emails, but I mean, it was a lot of emails in regard to, because last time we were on, which was a month ago or whatever, and I was finishing up, I think me and somebody else finished up with module 8, and I went into module 9, but I read everything again and I took the test, and everything was clear until I got to when I got to module 9. But when I went back, it was like everything was blanked down. So I had to go into, the only thing where I can go in was module 3, and I took module 3 and went in to take me to module 9. So anyway, and I submitted the test, but I was told that they never received anything. So I'm doing it all over again.
Oh, interesting.
And
anybody else have that issue, or is it something in your account? It helps me to know if other people had a similar problem, to know if it's a global or if it's a, so with, what did you work with Christina on that? Did she?
Well, she sent me a finally, I got an email yesterday. She said it cleared up, and I looked on today, this morning, and I was able to go straight into module 9.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'll submit the test.
Something in whatever tagging in the back end. Okay.
Uh-huh. And also I got the email in regard to the package, but I've never received anything from you before. So I don't know. And I haven't got anything now, but I've never received anything from.
Okay, so Key, anybody that joined in June, if you didn't get it, you should have.
I know, I didn't get anything.
Okay, I'll check in with that. Never got.
Can you type in the address again? Something help Dr. Rita Marie help desk or whatever. What is it?
Helpdesk@drritamarie.com. I'll put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dr. Rita Marie, I didn't get anything and I signed up in June.
Okay, so there was an issue there. I will look into it. Okay, that's it. So you'll get it now, because everybody that was supposed to get it in June got recycled through, so maybe it wasn't such a big deal after all. Yeah. That's good. Okay. All right. So Mary there. So you answered my question. You're already at 9. Good.
Yes. I'm going to read it again. That'll be a third time. So
9? IRSPT? You've been through that before with.
Yeah, because I did I did that already, but I'm saying this time I will be my third time doing it, repeating it again.
Okay. No, I don't. I missed how you.
Oh, that's because I did IRSP.
You did IRSPT before. Got
right.
It.
So okay. And now I did it again because I went throughout. It was good because a lot of things you don't remember, so it helps to refresh.
Right.
And so now I'll do it again.
Okay. Good. Well, we'll have level 2 ready soon, and the complete certification requirements for level 1, and you'll be able to do that and then move on. Cool. We have a lot of you are really. Made your way through it. That's awesome. Okay, so who else? Lisa. Oh, I lost Maria was on here a minute ago. Where'd Maria go? Oops, she must have had to leave. Okay, Louisa. So where are you at in terms of your modules and what kind of support do you need? Oops, you're muted. Unmute yourself.
Wait. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. The one that I am doing now is the blood. I was going over that one. That's the last little test. No, IRS. No,
oh, you mean the blood chemistry. The blood chemistry.
Got it. That's the module. In that module is, I haven't finished it. I've only done a couple of the tests.
Okay.
So on that one.
Great.
So I'm just going in order. From where that is, but IRSPT, I did it all before.
You did that all because
I did all the modules. Yes, okay. And I finished that one, and then I just started when it was my 1, 2, 3 like that, and I'm in the blood right now. But now I'm back studying. So
right, so you'll
I don't have that. You know, my thyroid module is not open. So when you told me last time. Yeah. Look into the receptor sensitivity.
Oh, I said because, yeah, you can do this. So you haven't gotten to that because you don't get a module open until you finish the previous one. But what you can do is go into the consumer side, the patient side, and study that module. Let me just show you real quick. There's a book that anybody has interest in thyroid. You should, if we go to Unstoppable Health, my site's
Unstoppable Health.
Yeah. And there's two ways to get at it. Right now, see where it says NEPT All Access? You should see that. You should also see this Empowered Self-Care. Either way will get you there. You click that.
Okay.
Then you're going to scroll down to where you see Thyroid Revive and Thrive. There you go. See?
Thyroid Revive and Thrive. All Access.
Yeah. And then
Revive and Thrive. Okay.
I'll put this PDF in there because even if it's really good to go through this module and go through these before you hit the ones in NEPT to learn the thyroid. The last one has this summary of everything, right? And it talks about receptor resistance and all that kind of stuff. So if we go here to step 5, I'm going to put the link in there. This is a 30-page book that's pure gold. It's pure gold. It just goes through, it's a summary of everything related to all the patterns in the thyroid. Yeah, you can go back through and do the details in the modules and all, but print this out and keep this handy because this is
amazing
for anybody that's working with thyroid. Okay, I'm going to put this into the chat.
Thyroid balancing.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Copy that
so in NEPT, All Access and Gold Thyroid Revive and Thrive, and go to the thyroid balancing protocol.
Yep. And okay. I just put the link directly to that PDF.
That's why.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
I went through everybody. So, is there? So Donna made a request, and I'm going to review quickly what's in each of the levels so that you guys get it. And then if there's any other questions, comment content-wise, otherwise, whatever time's left, I can just review, review the module.
What are the levels in the one I'm having? Because I don't see it as levels. I just have modules.
Yeah, it's just modules. It's 36 modules.
That's right.
Yeah. So we decided to rearrange it and put it into levels and move it to another site. And, you know, it's all over there. So if you wanted to go there, but you're further along than level one is.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay. So I should just stay where I am.
Just stay where you are.
To finish.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
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 Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I am going.
Whilst you are at it, can you also show me where I can find the resources on sulfates, please?
On sulfites.
Yeah. I've been looking. I've seen it before, I went back,
it's in level 2. Let me see if I can find a document that you can look at. If we go here.
Karima, is your daughter having, one of your daughters having a sulfite problem? This is Terry.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
In fact, both of them.
Oh, both of them.
I'm going to give you the link to something. Anybody else is welcome to do it if you want. I'm going to go here. Nope, that's not it. Where is it? Oh, I have to go here. Visit site. We'll just give you a sense of what we have in that module, which is going to be in level 2. It's all been moved over, and it just has to get, the tests have to be fixed.
I've seen it before, though, but I don't know
There's that chart that has a bunch of stuff, but it's just a chart. It's not a whole full. Let me show you. NEPT. And so this is what it looked like before, just a long string of modules. And we're
so many things that they were given. And I realized after I did this this program with you, I realized that they should not be on those things at all because they were given stuff that like glutathione. And glutathione does not go with if you have this problem. So my younger daughter lost all her hair, and they kept telling me, give them DHEA, the hormone replacement. I said, why do you want to give them hormone replacement when it's nothing to do with it?
Yeah, it's challenging because, you know, a lot of people, glutathione is a great antioxidant, but it can be very damaging if you have the wrong pathways that are activated, especially genetically. So if somebody's having a lot of problems and I think, wow, glutathione sounds good for them, I want to see their genetics first because I don't want to put them into a crisis situation. So this is the food principles and diet dogma. This is in level two, which you'll be getting very soon. But right here is, here we go. Phenols, amines, salicylates, histamines, and sulfur.
Okay, so far we don't have it, right?
You don't have it yet, but I'm going to give you a link that you can get it, that you can get it and watch the video. It's actually, it was me and Steph Jackson doing this one together. Here's a discussion. Okay, I'm going to give you the link. I'm going to go, here's a link in your tab.
Hello and welcome to our food principles module on.
Okay, so I'm going to put this in the chat. This is a video about the sulfur and the histamines and all that. Okay, and then I'm going to give you this link address. I'll put that in here. And this is just more of discussion about that. And then I'll give you a copy of the slides and the transcript. And that way, you know, you don't have to wait to get it since you have a need for it now. So anybody else wants to just take these links.
And where is this at? Is this not in the module?
It's in the food principles. So you will be getting to that one after you finish your blood chemistry intro.
Okay.
I'll show you where you are. You see on the list here, you see blood chemistry.
Uh-huh.
Right. And you've already done blood sugar. So once you finish that, you should be able to get the food principles.
Okay. I do have an issue. They never opened my physical exam. So I skipped it. It was never open.
Okay.
History taken and physical exam were never open. So when I finished macronutrients, I just went to blood chemistry and that's where I'm at.
Oh boy. Okay. I'll make sure it gets open for you.
It's easy. I thought that it was.
Thank you so much.
It was just
you're not, so welcome. I can do that. We have a little form I can fill out to get those open for you.
Okay.
Yeah. If ever anything like that happens, write to Christina at Help Desk and she'll get the modules open for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. Very good. That skipped. Very weird. Unless Lynn opened the blood chemistry for you separately.
Or maybe, but so I just went after I finished, I just went on. So, but I'm in the middle of that blood chemistry right now.
It was open.
Yeah, it's open. I mean, I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But the others above it aren't. Blood sugar should be because you already finished that.
I've already finished that one. Yes.
Okay. We'll make sure that happens. So it's the physical exam and the history taking.
And the history taking is not, but since, you know, I take history every day here. So.
Well, you do. I'm sure you did miss that. Pick up a couple of tidbits in there that we do that are unique.
Okay. So. No, okay. I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. So that was a question on sulfur. All right. Any other questions? How would I make this as valuable to everybody as possible? Make it certain. Oh, well, I know what I was going to do. I'm going to show you. I'll show you share screen again. I'm going to show you the invitation. Where is it? Now I have to remember where it is. Okay, I'll go in here. I will sign on. Huh, that's weird. I'm gonna find the invitation and show it to you. All right, I'm gonna go here again. like funnels. Okay. NEPT levels. Here we go. Okay, so many of you have seen this. Some of you haven't. I'm going to scroll down in here. And this section is NEPT curriculum. So it's Donna here. She was the one that asked about this. So this is level one that those of you who joined us in June or recently have access to. These are all the modules. Module 7, who said they were on module 7. Module 8, all of the eating 4. These are awesome. And then insulin resistance. Then we move on to module level 2. And level 2 has all of the macronutrients. So everything about protein and fat and carbohydrates, the chemistry of it, everything, how you assess it in people, whether they have a deficiency. Then the food principles and diet dogma, oxalates, FODMAPs, Ayurvedic, macrobiotics, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a module that's anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour video on each of these. And then we talk about, how do you know if somebody needs to be on a low FODMAP diet? How do you know if somebody needs to be on a plant-based diet or histamine or salicylate, et cetera? Then we have the micronutrients, which is intro to minerals and then all the minerals. Actually, that should be just one of them. So that's one of the modules is just intro. And then here's all the minerals, the vitamins, and then here's all the minerals. So that's module level 2. Level 3, we work into the body systems approach. So we have digestion. That's the CMDS for some of you have taken that before. Detoxification, sleep, insulin resistance. Oh, that's not supposed to be there. That's already in module 1. They didn't fix this. HPAT axis, that's us from a shine that we did several years ago. Awesome stuff. Adrenals, thyroid, sex hormones and reproduction, immune system, nervous system, cardiovascular, urinary tract and structural. So all of these are your level 3. And then when you get into level 4, you're getting into all of the functional assessment. And we made it that way. Like some people like to jump into the functional assessment right away. But before you really have all the background, it can get a little lost in there. You're going to do much better at your functional assessment. We have physical exam skills there and in-office testing, and then all of the different ways. So the blood chemistry has been moved there. And then, you know, the stool tests and the adrenal tests and the thyroid tests and all the tests that you would want to do. There's 18 modules in here. How would you actually test people's status on that? And then after that is, you know, your certification and you learn, you know, a lot of the certification stuff and then the internship. And that's the whole thing. I don't know if Dawn is still here, but she had asked about that. Does anybody have any questions about any of that?
Is that any more information than if you're just doing the modules? Will it eventually...
If anything's different, you'll be given access to it. But it's just mostly rearranged. A couple of things were taken from Shine to put in there. And you're not going to miss out on anything.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So that gives you an idea of how we structured it. It's a lot more structured than this long string of modules, right, in a random order. And you have a sense of, okay, I completed this. Now I completed this. Now I completed this. Yeah.
Thank you. How long do people usually take to finish the whole thing?
How long? It depends on who asked that?
Anu.
Oh, Anu. You know, it depends on how much background they have and how much time they have in their life. You know, if it's a busy mom with kids at home and a full-time job, it could take a long time. And we had one guy who was in Singapore and he had his practice part-time and he like read through the whole thing in a year. So it depends, right? It depends.
Are there any textbooks we need?
Well, there's in the beginning part, where is that listed? Not that you need, but that there's a suggestion. Let me share my screen again and I'll show you.
And then we start just like from square one and each module. And then in other words, if I start with module one, You don't jump around. Okay, good. All right.
And Dr. Rita Marie, somebody asked, where do you find the curriculum that you just outlined, the whole thing?
Oh, I'll give you the link to that. We shared that at Shine last weekend. And if you were at Shine the weekend before, and usually before you joined, you looked at it, like maybe you didn't, maybe you just said, I like this, I'm just going to join it without looking. That's a possibility. I'm going to put it in the chat, but this is it. This is the latest one.
Okay.
And I just saw that one error where it said insulin resistance was under in both places, but it's really. Okay. Yeah. What was the other question that I was going to, show you.
Was there any textbooks we needed?
Yeah. So under resources, NEPT. Oh, you know, at the end of in the advanced sections. So was there one in here? I have listed where it definitely is referred to. I don't know if it was referred to here, but for all the nutrients, no, let's go here. New micronutrients. Here we go.
Normally it was in the advanced topics.
So it'll be in the advanced topics. If there's any, you know, you want to go deeper with any of these things. So advanced nutrition and human metabolism. I found this one because, you know, a lot of these textbooks cost a bloody fortune. They're not really kept up to date. You're looking at them for the science and biochemistry to go deeper. And so I found this one. If you don't get the newest one, you can get the older version. Look.
Oh, cool.
If you try to get the latest version, it's going to be like $150 to $200. But you can find versions of it, and you know, you don't need to spend a fortune. That's less than I spent even. I think I spent $29 for mine. Okay. But it's definitely a good book. It's got, you know, all the science that you need if you want to go deeper, but a lot of it is all incorporated into those modules. Like if you go into, let's just give you an example. Let's just go to vitamin B5. And you're going to have video. The video is probably 45 minutes, an hour, something like that.
Hello and welcome, 48 everyone. Minutes.
Okay. And then when you look at all the slides that we use for that, we go into a lot of depth. We go into, like, I have a chart of the B vitamins at a glance with what they do, but then you know, what's some of the general, what's the chemical structure, how does it fit into all these things? And I'm talking about this. It's not just you looking at pictures, right? Where is it absorbed? How? Because that's an important thing to know. If somebody's having a problem and they've had part of their ileum removed and this nutrient's being absorbed in their ileum, you got to make sure you supplement that person sublingually or topically or injection wise, because otherwise they're not going to absorb it. Right. So that's what these look like and where it fits in. Like this is one of the key things that I look at B5 is it's the conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone. So this is what a typical module for the vitamins look like. And it could look scary to look at just look at this sometimes, but you know, we go through it and you can listen to it over and over. And one of my recommendations is to download the MP3s to a device that you carry, like to your phone or to something that you can just like, when you're exercising, when you're cooking, right? Even if you're just playing it on your iPhone or iPad and not watching it while you're cooking or holding water or doing something like that, if you do such things, I stopped doing those things a long time ago, but I don't have time.
Well, I'm curious how everybody keeps their notebook. I mean, does everybody print out all this stuff?
I'm curious.
Some people do.
I copy everything, the files, you know, exactly how it is, you know, as far as the outline of it. And then I also print the smaller version of the slides as well as the manuscript.
Okay.
Or whatever you call that thing.
Transcript. Yeah. Manuscript, whatever.
Yeah. And that way I can go back and I can actually highlight as she's talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the, you know, the major points that will help me to remember things. And then when I'm going back through the test, then I can, here's that.
Right.
Okay.
Read through everything.
Yeah. Good idea. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, when you're interacting with material on multiple senses, that's when you remember it. So if you're listening to it while you're watching, while you're physically engaged, right? Mm. And taking notes or highlighting, even though on a transcript, it has everything that I'm saying. So there's not a lot you're going to add, but you're going to highlight the parts that you think, or if yep. you're thinking while you're going through something, you're thinking of somebody, you know, wow, that might apply to mama, you know, that might apply to my daughter, Susie. Right. So you write notes to yourself that you want to look into that further for that person.
Right? Another thing that I do is, so on the printed page of all the small little slides, I number them. And then as I'm going through the transcript, I write in the number so I know where that slide is in the talking.
You are brilliant. You don't give yourself enough credit. You always talk about, I don't have enough memory, I don't have brain power. You are brilliant.
That's a good idea.
Organized in my mind, yeah.
Very organized. That's awesome. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Don. Okay. And the main thing you need to know is where to find it.
Brilliant.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And if you have an index for where to find it, you're yep. good. That's why I started making roadmaps. And my goal is to get caught up and then to go back through each of the modules and start making some roadmaps. I found this really cool template in PowerPoint for making roadmaps. And I did it for, I'll show you what I did it for. And it just really is helpful. Let me see. Where did we go? I thought I had that open. Here we go. If we go to the Empowered Self-Care roadmap, whoops, it has a roadmap, Empowered Self-Care roadmap. I created these roadmaps for you. So I'd love to create a roadmap for each module or for each, I have to think through how I want to do it. But this is for people coming into Empowered Self-Care. What are the steps they need to do to get their body balanced so that they can figure out what's going on? So the get ready is just like downloads and set up file system. Get set is read the handbook, set the stage for true healing. And I have a whole bunch of stuff in that section. Healthy habits, do an elimination diet, discover your imbalances, balance your body pillars, balance your body systems, and then have fun with bonuses. That's how I just took them through. But I want to create these roadmaps for all of the areas so that you have like this picture in your brain of where I'm going with it.
I like yeah. that because I
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to see the whole picture. That's why I wanted you to go through all of that.
Yeah.
So as you did that, I went snap, snap. So I can print it out and I can say, okay, when I get to this, then this is what I'm going to be focusing on. I yep. like to see the whole picture. The whole I don't picture like first. Just one little bit at a time.
Right, right. So I want to go back and do some of that as well. I'm also going to make them check.
What is this? Yeah, like this. Empowered self-care, like
you have access to it if you log into Unstoppable Health. Uh-huh. You actually
is that in like did that replace something else that we normally had, or was it something
basically more- ERC reorganized?
Oh, okay,
right. So I just basically took this mm-hmm. all the resources that you had in ERC mm-hmm. and I organized them a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And it's still, you have access to all this through ERC yeah, as well. You have double access to it because yeah. you have ERC yeah. and you have, you know, NEPT.
So is it kind of like an outline for ERC?
Yeah. And this is what this is exactly it. So I want people to say, oh yeah, you're confused. We have all this information. You okay. just take your one step at a time. Right. And the page is organized that way too. So change for true healing. Adopt healthy habits. Somebody needs to be unmuted.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Okay, there we go. You know, adopt healthy habits. So these are just 8 habits for everybody that, you know, you're working with people. Use this as a guideline.
Did you just kind of rename things and kind
of rename the habits were there, but they used to be buried under levels of stuff.
Okay.
Right. And I pulled everything out and organized it because people were like, oh yeah, you have the eating for bone health thing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So the nutrition piece is all on one place, but like, here's discover your food sensitivities step by step. This used to be one page that I separated into 4 so that there were steps they could be taken through. And I think module 4 is the elimination diet in NEPT where I teach you how to take somebody through. And then here's all the different assessment pieces. Assess your body systems, assess your nutrients, learn about lab testing. And then, you know, we help people to guide them through this. So that's what all this is.
Okay.
It gives you an idea of how you can organize with people. There's all the body pillars where it used to be you had to click on something and you got to the body pillars.
That used to be the main thing of it. Okay, yeah. So one other question I have is Vital renamed to something else? Because like I got something, because I was like, I sent an email back saying, why do I have to sign this for this something layout?
So here's the reason. You were a Vital lifetime member, you and yeah. a bunch of other people because of your ERC. And so we're getting rid of Vital as Vital.
Oh.
And Vital is becoming these other labs and there's different levels, right? Okay. You as a lifetime member get to go from Vital to this Body Freedom Nutrition Lab, right? Which doesn't matter to you at this point because you already got it through ERC and NEPT. But when you fly your wings, some uh-huh. point, you'll still have access to that forever. So you'll have access to this page. And so
now this Body Freedom Nutrition Lab is the same thing as Vital was.
It's way more than Vital was.
Okay, but it's way just more. Replacing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, because I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, but as a lifetime member, you have a lifetime access. You'll just keep having access to this, even though it's a higher price and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, okay.
So that was a bonus that you got.
All right.
Nutrition Lab has a similar.
I like that.
Isn't that cool? Establish your foundational food habits. Set up your kitchen for success. And these are steps as you're working with people that you guys can just use instead of randomly saying, oh, let's go gluten-free. Oh, let's add these nutrients that you go through. Identify food sensitivities, experiment with new recipes. And all of this is on this page, right?
And can we still get all the recipes and cooking shows and all that?
Well, look at this. You've got not only that, you've got all of that, set up your pantry. You've got the every single one. So this is the Vital Healing Kitchen Library.
Yeah,
that's you guys all have all of this as NEPT members. You have access to this. This is 8.5 years of videos and recipe guides and a meeting with a web guy next week to help me organize them by category. We already have a spreadsheet where they're organized by categories. You guys have no idea what happens behind the scenes, but this was the one from, they didn't change it yet. But this is the recordings, 2020, 2019, all the way back. Gosh. But now you have to look through all of this and go, I wonder if magnesium, that's good. What it's going to be after I meet with this web guy and explain what I want, he's going to set it up so that there's topics across the top. And then you click and you see all of the ones related to that. So it's tons of probiotic stuff in here. We have tons of stuff related to nutrients, right? Sea vegetables, all this stuff. We have ethnic, immune system. So he's going to help me get this organized. But for now, you have access to this. And if you click any of these, magnesium foods, right? You're going to go there. And
finally, and welcome.
Whoops.
I'm Dr. Rita Marie Wilson.
It started without me trying to start it. But basically, you've got access to this video, plus you've got recipe guide and resource guide. And you go back. So every one of them has a video and.
I just didn't want to lose the recipe.
No. You still have it. You also have some additional ones that you didn't have before in Vital. Let me show you where that is. If you go to on the top of this page and you see food prep classes, you never had, well, as an ERC person, you had access to this, but as a Vital person, you didn't. But now look at this, there's kids in the kitchen eating for bone health, sweets for the holidays. These are good ones right now, right? Holiday feasts, pizza and pasta. So you have all these, and these are like live, these were recorded live. And it's me and Karen Osborne and another one of our friends who went through our classes. And so, and it's set up, these are really cool because you can just find each recipe video. Holiday shaped cookie dough. Oh, that sounds cool. And you watch this little short video on it. You must have Flash browser. Oh, so you have to do it this way. Open link in new tab.
Right.
It's that way.
Yeah.
I think we have to put a note on that to say that. No, that's the recipes. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Your hair's so short. Wow. Oh, no, you have ponytail. Okay.
I have a ponytail. Yeah.
That's weird.
So there's stuff. So we're going to make cookie dough, right? And you guys who have tasted or seen any of Karen's recipes, they're amazing. So those of you who have been to Shine or Sweet Spring into Vitality. So anyway, you get this and then you have a recipe packet for all of these. So It's right up here. The other thing I did to make it easier was live session library. So all of the office hours for the labs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are here. So there's the office hours, there's the topics, mm-hmm. there's the support, and then there's the kitchen show. Nice. So this will get you that. And then if you go here, these are same thing, 8 years worth of health topics. So if you're researching to try to, like, you want to do a presentation in your community, or you have a client with a specific thing, you can find the ones. And again, this page is going to be reorganized as well to be by topic, right? This is one that Valerie did a few months ago on skin. And this is one that I did on autoimmunity. And I did one on Dutch. And this is one that Lynn did on this circadian rhythm. And this is one that Mahala did on pharmacy, you know, 10 easy natural over-the-counter swaps, natural swaps for over-the-counter medicine. So we've got, look at this, 2012 to 2020. So you've got a lot of information. So here's the deal. That's what I told Karima last time. She goes, I finished and level two is not open. She said, but there's a lot of other stuff. I'm like, yeah, just enjoy and embrace all these other places that you can learn. And then also, if you go to this Empowered Self-Care page or on your NEPT Access page, either way, there's access to all of our programs that we ever created for our clients. So, you know, you come down here, it's the one right below the pyramid. You have Everyday Hormones, which is kind of a summary thing, like it takes you through a week of each balancing each hormone, but then you can get into detail with the gut, the blood sugar, the adrenal, thyroid, and nutrigenomics. And if you're interested in learning genetics, this is a great way to start. It's a great way to start, right? So anyway, it's a complete like educational system. If you've done Sweet Spot but never did stay in the Sweet Spot, that's something new we added this year. And it has a lot of great information about keeping your blood sugar balanced through balancing other body systems. So there's no shortage of
information. So that's on the Unstoppable Health site. Yep.
And you should have gotten an email to that. It's usually the same email address and password as you have on the NEPT site. If you change it at any point, it used to be that you can change it and that somehow some magic thing happened in the back end, but I'm not sure if that still happens. So if you change it on one and you want to have the same password on the other, just go change it on the other, right? If your password gets compromised or something like that.
I have a
question. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask a question. So all those things that you did, like little talks and interviews with other people that you did on Facebook, are those saved anywhere? Or they just lost
forever? Some of them are, but they're still on Facebook. And one of my goals, again, you know, you have to have the time and the team to be able to do all this, is to have them downloaded. So when we were doing that for Stay in Your Sweet Spot, actually, I can go here.
Like I would see it on my Facebook, you know, scrolling thing, but I didn't have the time at that moment to look at it.
So you can always find them again.
Go back.
Some of them, what I've done is created units. If they were done in the Unstoppable Health group, I created units. They call them units, and you can actually save all those. But one of the goals is to bring it down. So what we did for like Stay in the Sweet Spot there is we downloaded them from Facebook and we put them on the main page.
Okay.
So that's another one of our projects, you know, moving forward, is to be able to get all of those and a lot of the webinars I've done. I've done a lot of webinars over and over, and there's a lot of great information in that. So my goal is to, you know, create a page that's all the trainings. Yeah.
Okay. And we still, well, I'm not sure about everyone else, but I still have like available, like all the SIVs and stuff like that, right? Okay.
Where? And it's on this page.
What are SIVs?
Spring into Vitality. Spring into Vitality is, and it's down under here under bonuses, I think. Spring into Vitality. So some of them, were you at one of those, Gina? I think you might, maybe.
I don't remember.
So if you go here, this is 5 years of live, of 3-day live events that we recorded. And all the handouts that go with them.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of good stuff in
there. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. If you go to those pages, like the one that my favorite one was the most recent one, which was 17, and it was called Food as Medicine. And we actually had the stage set up with a table with food and food processing equipment. And we had a lot of food demos and a lot of food talks. So if we click this.
And chocolate.
And yes. Probiotic chocolate, if I recall correctly.
No, it wasn't. It was I forgot who had, maybe Karen or.
Elena Love was at that
one. It was
one.
Elena.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Elena.
So you can click here and get the digital videos.
And the crackers, remember she made the
crackers? She made those, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the secret to the, or the format to your calls? Like you have, you know, on certain days.
Different kinds of calls, yeah. So this is a content call. This is actually a different format than we normally do, but we had so many new people and so many questions about content. And I realized, mm-hmm. you know what, we just need to show what all this content is that you have access to. But typically we'll pick a module and we'll go through it and I'll just show you what's on the inside. And maybe a module mm-hmm. you are in currently, and maybe a mm-hmm. module that you're coming to and you get excited about it. But usually that, and we answer any questions related to content, like, you know, module content. There's a case study call, and the case study call is actually one where you can submit a case study. There's a form to do it. And we pick 2 to 3, depending on how long they are. And I really go through them in detail, really good mm-hmm. detail. Like here's one thing, here's the next thing, here's the next thing. Here's how I would ask the questions. Here's the things I would do for that. And then we go through labs, et cetera. So usually people sit around and watch them for a few months. And then, you know, you may get like, okay, I have a case. I have my mother, I have my new client, right? And yeah. you submit it and we get your help. So for some people, it's actually, there's a client they're working through and they're stuck on what's the next step and they want to know. For some, it's just like, you know, I'm brand new and here's my mother and help me figure it out. And everybody okay. learns from those. Whether you bring okay. a case or not, you learn because you're absorbing all this information and watching my process, right? Like these are the kinds of questions. And I stop and say, I'm asking this question because I want to know this, because I'm suspicious of that, et cetera. So that's what the cases are. Then the third one is called the open coaching and support. And what that is anything you want to ask, right? It's anything you need help with. And also if it's a marketing question, if it's a business structure, if you're creating a new program and you go, I'm trying to create this program and I've got these like 3 names and I'm not sure what to call it. Or I was invited to speak at a local whatever, which isn't happening right now anyway, but I was invited to speak and I'm thinking about these topics. Can you help me? You know, I only have 15 minutes. So it could be anything along the lines of that. Right. And then the fourth call is an open office hours call, which is pretty similar to the other. The only difference with that is if there are people who are in other programs other than NEPT, like if they're doing just IRSPT or they're doing CMDS, then they can come to those calls for a limited time. Like you guys get those for years, whereas they get them for like 5 months or 3 months, depending on which program they signed up for.
And that's the INE, right?
That's the INE office.
Yeah, I don't go to those because I don't want to take up time for other people.
That's sweet of you. But you can always learn from them, right? Because there's always good questions. And then there's also, you're invited to any of the Empowered Self, any of the calls we do, the public calls for the groups. You don't get invited to the ERC calls, but you get invited to the calls like the office hours calls for the clients. But those, you are not allowed to ask questions about your clients. You're only allowed to ask questions about you because those are for self-care. And we want you to be focusing on self-care. And we've had times in the past where somebody would be like, they joined Vital, but they're a practitioner, but they're not in any of the practitioner programs. And they're like, well, I have a client too. And I'm like, you know what? This is not the place for it, right? If you want to
call get, is that for? Yeah,
you come to the other program.
What call is that for?
So that's, there's two, one of them is actually right after this. One time I watch my time.
Okay. 7:30. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it starts in like a few minutes. Let me
8 minutes.
Yeah.
8 minutes. Okay.
And that one's called what?
That one's called the nutrition, body freedom, okay. Nutrition Q&A. And then there's one called okay. Empowered Health. These names are new. Up until last month, it was just called Office Hours. Mm-hmm. And then it was called the Vital Q&A. So because okay. we're shifting the branding on that. So you have two of those that you can come to. The one tonight is more geared towards nutrition, you know, not like what tests should I do for my thyroid or whatever? I'm really going to try to keep those to just the food and the nutrition piece as much as I can. Good luck controlling the crowds, but but that's what those are. And that's to take care of you. And then there's two others that are live each month for those. One is a presentation. Like, I can't remember what last month's was, circadian rhythm. Before that was immune system. I don't remember what the next one coming up is, but different topics that you can come and learn about. And then there's Q&A at the end, but it's just Q&A for that topic. Not like we finished the topic on immune and you're asking me about your nutrigenomics, right? Nah, and it'll work that way.
And what is that called? There's so many different names now that like,
I'm calling it health topic. So it might be called empowered self-care health topic. I tried to keep, what I tried to do is like with the Vital Healing Kitchen, just call it Healing Kitchen. It's just your Healing Kitchen show.
Yeah.
And with the health topic, it's just your health topic. So I'm trying to not be vetoed by my team that wants to always put the name of the program on it, but it's too long.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I see the point, but the other thing, let's see. So tonight, we're calling it Nutrition Lab Support Call is what the one is today. And it's
happening. And I have one more question.
Sure.
Is there a board certification after all this? Are you working on something like that or not?
Funny thing you should ask. I got approached by somebody and had a little short meeting with her today about helping us to get board certification accreditation. And we were we're just in the early stages of looking at that. That we do you can apply to, there's something called the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. So if you finish our program, you go there, you fill out their application. I don't know if they have a test or anything, but then you can get certified there as a holistic health counselor.
Okay.
And then she had some other ideas of other organizations that we could get that through, and also looking at CEs. But the problem with CEs, like if you're a nurse or a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, it's all different boards. And each state has a different board. So we figured you need 50 states, six different, you know, little mini healthcare practices. That's like 300 different CEs that we have to apply for. And each one of them costs between $500 and $1,000 to do. And then you have to pay to maintain it. So we're trying to figure out if there's a central board that will certify for multiple states or multiple stuff, and where do most of our people have. We have a lot of nurses and we have a lot of health coaches. We have a handful of doctors. We have a handful of, Louisa is she's our only optometrist. A few acupuncturists. So we have things around, but predominantly it's nurses and health coaches who come to our program.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But we're working on all that. And there's that new certification that's the American Association of Wellness Practitioners. And that's, you know, geared towards this, but I'm a little concerned that it might be a ploy on the way part of allopathic medicine to control health coaching. And I don't want to be part of that. Right. No. To have all these restrictions and rules. And it's like, yeah. And then you go and you get certified there. And then suddenly they're going, oh, well, lab test reading is not in your scope. Well, interpretation of lab test and diagnosis from lab test is not in the scope of a health coach or anybody that graduates from our program. But explaining to a client how their labs are looking and what imbalances they may suggest and educating them about what steps they can take to correct the imbalances, that's not medicine. I wish it was, we wouldn't have such a broken system, but that's not what medicine does. So I'm very cautious about somebody who wants to put controls over what we can do, right? So we'll let you know about that, but it's a good question.
Okay,
I'm going to close this call. It's great
to
have this conversation and to reignite with people who haven't been here in a while. And hi, Jill, you came on at the end, but nice to see you. And I'm excited to see everybody really at it and going. And I'm excited about what the future holds for, not just for us, for having a career that we absolutely love and work that's rewarding, but also for all those wonderful people out there who have not been getting answers, who have been told whatever BS, who said it was in, they said BS. Oh, I was talking to somebody, he's one of our clients in ERC, and he said he told his coach that somebody had said something, what it was, you don't need to know your thyroid T3 or something, and we're not going to run it or whatever. And she just, you know, blurted out to him and he liked it. That's total BS. And, you know, it is, there's a lot of that people are being told. And that's what I want us to be, this force to reckon with, that's saying, no, here's how you can control it. You can be in power. Mm-hmm. So
okay. I thank you all. So much.